Operas take hours, but this is New York. So you give us 3 minutes, we'll give you a Richard Strauss opera, Capriccio. You know the one about the priest, the rabbi, and the minister who walk into a bar? Well, Capriccio is exactly like that, except it's a poet and a composer and a theater director, and they're already inside a chateau near Paris. It's the home of the Countess, a beautiful young widow. They're putting together a birthday celebration for her, and they're gonna party like it's 1775. The first thing we hear is the rehearsal of a new piece for strings alone. The theater director is already on stage, listening to it. Well, actually, he's fallen asleep, which makes many audience members angry because they had to buy tickets to fall asleep at the opera while this guy on stage gets paid to do it. The poet, Olivier, and the composer, Flamand, are both in love with the Countess. Olivier hopes to win her with his poetry, Flamand with his compositions, and that's the big theme of the opera. Which is more important, the words or the music? Olivier recites a sonnet he's written for the Countess and declares his love for her.
Kein anderes, das mir so im Herzen lohnt.
Flamand sets the sonnet to music and sings it and declares his love for the Countess. Poet and composer both say, choose one of us already. The Countess says, I'll decide tomorrow at 11. Tomorrow at 11? What is this, an 18th century version of The Bachelorette? The Countess wants to know what else is in store for her birthday. The director is planning a stage show full of special effects. Everyone laughs at this. And the poet and the composer scorn the director for serving up spectacle instead of true art. But the director says both music and words must serve the director's vision, along with the costumes, the scenery, the music, the lights, the audience that lifts you when you're down. After the director finishes his There's No Business Like Schauspiel Business number, the Countess sends the composer and the poet off to unite their talents and create an opera, the subject of which will be the very conversation they've all shared, and is therefore the opera we are now sleeping through, I mean watching with rapt attention. But the ending of the opera is up to the Countess, words or music. So, with all the company gone, she sits down with Olivier's sonnet and Flamand's music and sings it. Accompanying herself on the harp, because there's already a woman playing the piano on stage over at the Carole King musical. And then she walks out, no choice made, and the curtain falls. And we ask ourselves, what the heck kind of an ending is that? Well, when Capriccio was premiered in Munich in 1942, it was performed in one long act because the city was under Allied attack at night. So before the bombs started, people rushed home when the curtain came down. People still do that, but now it's just to beat the traffic at the Lincoln Tunnel. Strauss makes fun of his great art, opera, but celebrates it too. You can't blame him for not choosing words over music or vice versa, or for escaping into his art. We all need that escape, and we need people like Strauss to create beautiful worlds for us to escape into. This is Strauss Week, and that's Capriccio in 3 minutes.